completely at itself up to 2 weeks ago. We never
retired.
But I know his son was telling me a while ago, said, well, the one thing he'd say about him, he didn't ever retire. He didn't. He just went right
on.
Still just as active as he could be.
Wonderful. How would you characterize your ancestry then? What the origin? Irish or Scotch or English?
Well, I just don't know.
Been here so long that
the name sounds a little French. I just don't know. I don't have it.
Mm-hmm. And your wife, is she living?
Yes, she is.
Must have been a lady I talked to yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
And would you mind telling me how old she is?
She's 67.
And her religion is Methodist?
Yes.
And is she a housewife?
She's just a housewife.
I'm not clear. There's a school teacher in the family, and I don't know. Is that your sister-in-law?
Sister-in-law, yes.
I see. And your wife, did she go to school?
Well, she used to teach you.
Oh, I see.
A long time ago.
So she finished high school?
Yes.
College?
I think about 1 year, maybe.
And are her contacts mostly in the church, too?
Yes.
And was she born near here? Or?
Well, she was born in North Georgia, by Crest, Georgia, but she's a native Georgian.
I see.
She came here to teach school, and I married her.
Well, I see. You saved her from that thing. All right, sir. I think what we'll do is what is the section that gives people the most difficulty, we'll do that first. And I think it bothers people because they search for what they think is the right answer rather than what actually they say, you know. For example, we change certain words to show a change in time. For example, I say right now I see you, but yesterday I saw you. And if I knew you for a long time, I could say I have seen you many times. You could say we go to church every Sunday. Last Sunday we went to church. And of course in our lifetime we have gone to church many times. So we keep changing those words, you know, to show a change in time. For example, sing. You'd say, has that song, today she sings the song, but last Sunday she plucked a different song. Last Sunday she sang, right? And then she has sung that song many times. Then sort of fill in the blanks as I read them off here.
As you hesitate.
Yes, as I say, just the way you would say it to your wife or somebody else. It's not a grammar test. if we were talking about buying groceries, you might say, have the groceries been, you're saying, today I buy the groceries. And then tomorrow you might say, have those groceries ever been, say, you changed by to what? To have those groceries ever been
bought with both?
That's right. And somebody might say, yes, yesterday I
bought the groceries.
That's right. Right. That's the idea. Whatever you say normally in those places. If you're talking about eating apples, you might say,